moreover, that she was a believer in the language movement. Mrs. Kinney was well content at this. Therefore, she was not surprised when one day Mr. Holohan came to her and proposed that her daughter should be the accompanist at a series of 4 grand concerts which his society was going to give in the ancient concert rooms. She brought him into the drawing-room, made him sit down, and brought out the decanter and the silver biscuit-barrel. She entered heart and soul into the details of the enterprise, advised and dissuaded, and finally a contract was drawn up by which Kathleen was to receive 8 guineas for her services as accompanist at the 4 grand concerts. As Mr. Holohan was a novice in such delicate matters as wording of bills and the disposing of items for a programme, Mrs. Kearney helped him. She had tact. She knew what artiste should go into capitals and what artiste should go into small type. She knew that the first tenor would not like to come on after Mr. Mead's comic turn. To keep the audience continually diverted, she slipped the doubtful items in between the old favourites. Mr. Holland called to see her every day to have her advice on some point. She was invariably friendly and advising homely. In fact, she pushed the decanter towards him, saying, "No, help yourself, Mr. Holland." And